Rabotai, just one halakha in the laws of Megillat Esther. The Gemara says in Megillah that the Aseret B'nei Haman are written in a special configuration. It's written in a configuration called the Shira. Normally in a regular Sefer Torah, everything is written in lines. Lines over lines. However, Shira, a song, is written with spaces. You saw the Az Yashir in the Sefer Torah, you'll see that there's words on the right, there's words on the left. The second line is in the middle, so therefore there's space over words and words over space. That's a normal Shira. However, the Shira of the 10 sons of Haman are written words over words on both sides of the parchment, and the middle of the parchment is totally blank. The reason for that is because imagine the words were bricks. If you would stack bricks one on top of the other on both sides of a wall, they don't have any support. Eventually they would fall. And therefore the Gemara says, because we want to say that our enemies should not have any stability, they should fall. So we stack them up on both sides, which is a flimsy structure, and they'll fall right in the middle, into the hole. So there's a reason for this structure of the Megillah. The Yerushalmi in Megillah says that if you didn't write this configuration, the Megillah is Pesula. So it's Me'akev. Then the Yerushalmi discusses the configuration of that page. There's different interpretations how to learn the Yerushalmi. The conclusion, the way we take it, is based on what the Levush says. That on the top of the page, of that page that has the 10 sons of Haman, on the rightmost corner of that page, on the top of the page, it says the word Ish. And on the bottom of that page, the bottom left corner, it'll say the word Aseret. And then, those are the only subjects that are on that page, the 10 sons of Haman. From Ish till Aseret. Ish, Ve'et, Parshadata, Ve'et. The next name, Ve'et. The next name, Ve'et. The next name, Ve'et. All the way until Vaizata, which is on the right side on the bottom line, and then the word Aseret, which means there'll be 10 plus 1, 11 lines on that page. The 10 sons, plus we have the line with Aseret, so therefore it'll be 11, or Ish Ve'et, and then the 10 sons, so therefore it's 11 lines altogether. That's the way we write that page. There should be nothing else written on that page, according to the poskim. Not anything before the word Ish, that's for sure. And even after the word Aseret, nothing. Which means, again, the Sofer has to be careful that when he writes that Amud, he configures it in a way where only these 11 lines are there. Comes out that he might have to write the words a little bigger in order to fit them on the page. That's why there is a Hidur that's brought down by the Gaon, Achamah Vajah brings it down as well, that one should buy a Megillah that all the pages have 11 lines. What's the benefit? Because then all the letters will be the same size on every page. You see, if you have a Megillah that, let's say, has 20 lines, so the letters are small. And now when you get to this page, you have to fit everything on 11 lines, so therefore you have to make the letters bigger. If a person normally, throughout the whole Megillah, wrote his letters an inch, but now you have to get 11 lines, you have to stretch it on a full amud, so you have to make each letter 3 inches. So therefore you have different fonts, different sizes. So they say it's better to make the whole Megillah 11 lines, so therefore every letter is be the same size throughout the Megillah, including on this page of the 10 sons of Haman. But again, that's not Me'akev. Even if The Sofer has to make the letters bigger on the page of the 10 sons of Haman, so it can fit on the 11 lines. It's okay. It's a hidur to get an 11 line Megillah throughout, but it's not Me'akev. There's another inyan that some people are careful on, that they buy a Megillah that the top word of each Amud is Hamelech. It says Hamelech on the top of each Amud of the Megillah. In the beginning, the poskim were not so happy with this, because in order to get Hamelech on the top of every Amud, the Sofrim were stretching some words out, making some letters bigger, and therefore they were losing the symmetry of the Megillah. You probably could do it, but they would have to now make letters bigger and smaller to get Hamelech on every Amud on the top. However, today that problem is solved, because today most of the Sofrim copied from an existing text, and therefore it's been worked out already how to write it all in a nice way without stretching and elongating letters, where you can still get Hamelech on the top. So if the Sofer is using a text that he's copying from that already configured it correctly and can still get Hamelech on the top of every page, Acham Avadia says, Matov u'manaim. The Vav of Vaizata, the Halakha writes, has to be written big Vav Rabbati. Some say it also has to be read in an elongated way. So therefore we do both. We write the Vav of Vaizata big, and we also pronounce it with an extra emphasis, Vai, when we read the Megillah itself.